The Hidden Node for September 13th, 2016. Hi everybody, it's Justin. We're going to keep this episode rather short and sweet this week, mostly because we want to get back to some of our projects and we've got a bit of a time sink this evening I've got to take care of. So, we're back to our regular scheduled podcast, which means new episodes every Tuesday. The Dog Days was a fun diversion, but, well, life happened and we couldn't quite make it through the 30 days in a row. But that's okay. There's plenty of good that came out of it, and plenty of good to come from it. Because not only are we continuing to do the Hidden Node every Tuesday, but starting this Friday, we're going to start doing episodes of lore related to the Draco Artifact game setting that we were working on during the Dog Days of Podcasting. I've got about 20 more days written. That means I have about 20 more weeks of content that I can put up on a weekly basis. I think that's the goal going forward, is every Friday will be fiction from the Hidden Node. Whether it's lore for a setting, a piece of fan fiction I'm working on for Shadowrun or some other project, or one of my official projects, something I'm hoping to make a living out of, things like that. So, starting this Friday, the audio will appear here. The text will appear on the JSMU Deal site. Maybe a little bit to help keep that going. I'm also considering putting the episodes up early on the Patreon, but we'll see about that. I like the idea of those people getting stuff early, but I also need to see when my schedule is set in terms of what project I'm working on a given day. In terms of other writing updates, we're currently reading through the first 50,000 words of the novel that was worked on early this year. I need to get back on track in terms of where it is and where I was in the story, mostly so I can revise the outline, get it back to where I need it to be, and then get back to work on finishing the novel. The current tentative goal is October 21st as the deadline for the story, just the first draft. If I can manage more, that would be great, but I realize that I have a lot more to go for this story, and trying to have the second draft done in a month's time frame, between that and the other podcast work, I don't think it's a possibility. Was it? Maybe I'll surprise myself. For now, the goal is to have the reading done by tomorrow, and the outline done by Thursday. That way, by Friday, I can be already back to work. Going back to the podcast side of things, a few updates. The Hidden Grid has officially reached over $20 an episode on the Patreon. Pretty happy about that. That means I have to get a swag tier up and rolling pretty soon. And I have some ideas. I've already done some inquiries with some vendors in terms of some likely giveaways, such as dice bags, custom dice, stickers, and other assorted accoutrements that a lot of RPG podcasts like to use. We'll see what happens. We don't have too many members at that tier yet, so I've got a few months before I really have to start sending things out. Two more updates and then we're out. First, tonight I'm going in for my sleep study. I've got some concerns still going on in terms of my own sleeping habits, and I've talked about in the past that I can't breathe if I'm sleeping on my back. Me and my primary care physician have finally come to the conclusion to go through a sleep study, and we'll see what comes out of that. I'll get you some updates as we go. Lastly, in this past week, I discovered a pretty cool new album. Someone pointed me to the YouTube channel New Retro Wave. It's a pretty interesting channel that's full of a lot of music that, well, has a new wave sound, but it's brand new. A lot of synth, a lot of drums, a lot of classic kind of 80s sound. It's really fun. And so far, my favorite album I found on there comes from the band The Midnight. The album is titled The Endless Summer, and I'm closing today's podcast with the title track from that album. It's a lot of fun, and if you want to check it out, I'll have links to the YouTube page, the song, the album, and its Bandcamp page if you want to pick it up. Again, this has quickly become one of my favorite albums, so hope you dig it. And until next week, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The skyline looked like a stained glass window. The city sang such mad crescendo. 4 bare feet on a rain-soaked street. Summer air brushed fever dreams. Disappeared in a camera flash. Why do the bad girls never last? Lost in gin and lemonade. Electro spins in the mermaid parade. Summer.